Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
The kissing eyeballs in Japan.
Can you?
That's some... like the new head.
giving ball. Oh, man, this crazy chick, she balled me all night. By which I mean rubbed her eyeballs all over my eyeballs.
She tongued my socket. And then I tongued hers.
I believe that's what Elton John was referring to as the circle of life.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers. Featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Oh, man. That's our intro, by the way.
Oh, good.
I told you. Quick.
Quick it is.
Quick it is.
That's how it happens.
That's what we do. Live music. Good times.
Yeah, right?
Sirens in the background. Is there a fire?
That's the one.
Huh. It's weird that I heard that, but our listeners won't.
Yeah.
Because of the compression you see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm taking a vacation here soon.
Good.
It's the first vacation I've really taken of my
own.
You're
not going anywhere.
I'm not going. I mean, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go to Mansfield. We're going to hang out. Probably record a show. I don't know. Sky's the limit. No, I've just not taken time off work. Have you taken time off work?
No, I never do.
Yeah.
Cell phone's always with me.
Yeah. See, I've gotten better about that, though. I don't, like, none of my shit goes to my shit.
People yell at me if I don't answer.
Yeah. See, you have to set that expectation.
Yeah, they just expect it.
Yeah, so you have to set it. Set it, Chris, and then forget it.
Got to call at 6 o'clock this morning.
Why?
Because they're in Eastern time.
You're Eastern time.
I don't know why. Nothing good happens that early.
Nothing. Except for like an especially good dump.
Getting yelled at.
Ugh. Yeah, that sucks. 6 a.m.?
6 a.m.
Did you block that person's number?
No, I had to take it.
Yeah, that's... You just made yourself their bitch.
I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's me.
That's the life I live.
Cole, there's this guy named Anthony Cordenaz.
Oh, are we going into a story?
Let's call him that.
Are we going into a story?
Yeah.
This is episode number 120 of Those Damn Ross Kids. My name is Cole Ross. You are?
I'm Chris.
And we're here to entertain your asses. Tell me about Anthony, Chris.
Anthony, he really thought that an intersection in his neighborhood in California needed a crosswalk. So the 52-year-old man painted one himself. Now he's in jail on felony vandalism charges. Police made sure nobody used the makeshift crosswalk until a state transportation crew came along and painted over it.
Okay.
Cops say the intersection already has three crosswalks.
He just needed another one?
He just wanted another, yeah. He did a mighty good job. It's like a cartoon version of a crosswalk.
like what do you mean? It's like shitty and wobbly?
It's like all weird and crooked. It's like a 3 a.m. crosswalk.
Yeah. No, it's that last rushed one.
That's real. It's for drunk walkers.
That's pretty good.
I just need a stop sign.
Yeah. I'm terrified of crosswalks. You know what? I'm just gonna upgrade it. I'm gonna say I'm like terrified of everything.
I'd downgrade to a yield.
You know
what? That's what they are anyway.
You know what? You call them stoplights, I call them waste lights.
Waste of energy, 17, waste of space, 17, waste of resources.
17 people died. Oh man. I don't know. See, like
proceed with caution.
You know, like, what's happening to our society where we have just stopped rewarding initiative? Is it because everybody gets a trophy? Is it because we've rubberized our playgrounds? Is it because teachers are afraid to give Fs? Back in my time, Chris, back in the mid-90s, they would have rewarded his gumption with a fucking medal. But no, instead we put him in jail. This is a mover and a shaker, okay? Somebody who makes things happen, who's not afraid to get his pants dirty.
John Goodman's character in The Big Lebowski. What is
Walter
that?
Sobchak.
Okay, well, they were saying that Walter is Donnie is a part of Walter's psyche. Like, he's not real. He's just a voice in Walter's head.
Okay, so when he says, shut the fuck up, Donnie?
Yeah. That Donnie's like the voice of like normal logic for Walter.
Oh.
Nobody else can see him, just Walter.
So like how do you explain when Donnie says, phone's ringing, dude, and then, you know, and then Jeffrey says, thanks.
I don't know. I said people say.
That's what people say. Are those people the Coen brothers?
I guess so.
I've seen The Big Lebowski enough times, and I've never seen that sub. I've never caught that subtext.
Yeah, you got to watch it for that. I haven't yet, but I will.
I watch it on like a monthly basis as I fall asleep and whatnot.
You hear that?
I do. Are you doing a beard scratch?
I'm wiping my brow. It's hot in here.
It is fucking hot. It is really warm. This is a beard scratch. Oh man, it is really long. I even trimmed it.
These are Taco Bell napkins I'm wiping.
Might as well use sandpaper or a mama cat's tongue.
Be sure that Taco Bell napkins are recycled sandpaper.
Yeah, no.
Smell like school paper towel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Man, that was one of my formative experiences. I think it was elementary school. I was in like second grade or something, and I had to take a dump. So I excused myself to the restroom, or I asked for the pass or whatever. I went to the bathroom in Stingle that was opposite the gym. Some fourth graders came in and they saw my feet under the stall. And they're like, hey, you pooping? And they were banging on the door. And I was like lifting my feet up and they were saying, try and hide.
Reminds me of this time I was on acid.
Okay.
No.
No. We just dug up something there. I think that explains quite a bit about me, honestly.
It does. Try to hide, Cole.
Try to hide. Like, I'm just wondering, where did I think I was making them think I went?
I don't know.
Is that why I have IBS, Chris?
To rock and poop town?
Rock and poop town? I don't get it.
Rock Road and Poop Town, that's where you went.
Yeah. Man, so I'm not sure, like, what's the highest blood alcohol content we've reported on this program?
I blew a 0.27.
Just recreationally?
It wasn't like in a cop's office, yeah.
Can you give more context for that, or will that make people get fired?
No, I blew up. I wasn't driving.
Right.
I just got, you know, I got hauled in by the pigs.
Mm.
Yeah. Had my keys in the ignition, turned forward with the radio on.
Mm, okay. Yeah, that's enough, even just being in the driver's seat.
0.27.
That's crazy. Well, can I tell you?
Told me to do the fancy walk.
Chris, sidewalks for regular walking, not fancy walking.
I said, nope, can't do it. So why not? So first off, I'm in flip flops.
Like,
second off, I'm drunk.
What? I'm drunk as fuck. Yeah. No. So what's the fancy walk? Is that where you have to walk toe to toe, or heel to toe, something like that?
I can't do that sober.
There's a lot of stuff that I can't do sober. Like, if you challenge me now, I'm not sober right now. But if you challenge me now, to say, well, if you challenge me when I was sober, good luck.
Good luck getting up that early.
Yeah. to say the alphabet backwards, I probably couldn't do it. I can do the nose thing like a champ, but I have difficulty saying the alphabet backwards.
A monster nose.
What?
You have a huge nose.
I don't have a huge nose.
You've been rubbing it and pushing it up for years.
Yeah, because I have allergies, you fucker. Yeah, as if I didn't have enough to be fucking self-conscious about. Now you got to rail on my physical appearance? Fuck you.
It's genetics, man.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to turn this goddamn podcast off. Have a what?
An afro nose.
Yeah, I've been picking it up.
Right?
Anyway. No. So Muncie, Indiana, woman, 125 pounds, was pulled over with a blood alcohol content of 0.50.
A point dead?
She was hospitalized, and her mugshot is fantastic.
Her mugshot is laying down.
In her mugshot, she's holding a trophy. Yeah, she was sideswiping cars on the road and shit.
No matter how drunk I get, I don't let go of the trophy.
That you drink out of.
I guess.
No. See, when you're that drunk, you have a natural self-defense mechanism. You just cut your wrist open and then blow blood all over them and light it on fire. It's like a miniature blowtorch.
This kind of dovetails with the research that was done. They tested 1,071 people exiting bars on a Friday night. Over a 3-month period, 165 of the subjects called themselves designated drivers.
Oh, no.
Of the 165, 35% had something to drink, and 17% of them had a blood alcohol content between 0.02 and 0.05, and another had above a 0.05. Mm-hmm. The average age of the participants was 28. And they were white male college students, you know, black people, Hispanic maids.
I'm sorry.
On Fiesta?
taking a Fiesta. I'm sorry, I had a mouthful of beverage.
I had a bunch of spinach dip. I just took a Fiesta.
Take a thrill pill, Chris. Take a thrill pill.
My bad.
Yeah. So, like, what? Is that new limit? Like, okay, so the new limit, that was just recommended, right? That's not an actual thing.
Point oh what?
Okay, so the current federal limit is 0.08, right?
They're trying to lower it.
Yeah, they're like I said, the new limit is 0.05, which is likely sensible. But they
not
haven't lowered
so much
it yet.
But see, all these calculators that I do, say for my age and body type and all that stuff, mm-hmm. is that I can drink a 6-pack in an hour.
And like empirically.
And not hit a house.
Yeah. Well, no, like you just like the bigger the target. So
but
it's,
the commercials tell me about one drink an hour.
Yeah.
And that's not accurate.
Yeah. I don't know. Who do you trust? There's nobody you can trust in this world.
Nope. Yeah. Certainly not a trooper.
What is that? You walk in any good bar, and if you declare yourself the DD, you get a bracelet, and they give you a free pop all night, right?
I think so.
Yeah. That's a good program. I think more bars should do that.
Which we're having a retreat for my work.
running as quickly as possible as the propane
down in
tanks
Encino,
explode.
Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to be right close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking us to a party barn.
A party barge, Chris?
Party barn.
Oh, party barn.
And the president of the company called me today, and he said, hey, I wanted to make sure you got copied on the email about the retreat. And I said, yeah, I did. And he's like, yeah, we're going to do this and do that, and then, you know, we're going to go out and have some dinner, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, I saw that it was going to be a Gilbert's party barn. And there's this long pause, and I said, I'm not sure if I should be scared or not.
And who is Gilbert?
Oh, he said, oh, no, it's a place out in the woods.
Like, yeah, not, you're not making
not
me less scared.
He said, oh, it's for weddings. And I'm like, more scared.
Like, I notice an expense report for a lot of zip ties and hacksaws. zip ties, hacksaws, and penicillin.
Speaking of which, the guys at work, they put a vine that looked eerily similar to poison ivy on my desk.
Okay.
I came back in, and I hadn't been in the office for like a day and a half, and I came back in from the road, and this vine's laying on my desk, and it's touching my phone, and it's touching my scanner. And
fuck. Did you set the building on fire?
Oh, my God.
I would have set the building on fire. And was that their idea of a prank?
Yeah. We're trying, you know, I'm a city yokel. I didn't know. It wasn't poison ivy.
Yeah. Just looked like it. Had the five leaves and the sticky buds with the THC crystals and the purple hairs.
And lit his tires on fire.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say, what now?
I say there's a tire fire under your car, son.
You better go get it.
Okay, so I want to make a comment on the differences in our professions, okay? May I?
Go.
You said, I came home and there were these vines all over the place. And because of where I work and what happens, when you said, oh, my coworkers did vines, I was thinking of those short little Twitter videos. I was like, oh, I came back and there are all these funny vines up. But no, you were referring to a thing of nature.
Put your dick in a Snapchat.
Get it right angled. That's pretty good. I like that. I'll tell you a story.
Good.
Okay. So, a hospital in Toma, Wisconsin, just has ushered in the end of the world, Chris.
Sorry, I missed it.
We're on the decline. This was 30 years ago. We've been suffering ever since. No. Baby Hal, Chris, the first computerized baby. So what it is a robotic mannequin that gives birth to another mannequin, a cyber baby, a cy baby. Its name's Hal, has a pulse.
Cost cutting measures for a recuperating JCPenney.
What do you mean? Oh, just you make mannequins that reproduce.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's the joke.
It pulses.
Transparency overlay. It
has a pulse. It breathes and it cries just like a real newborn. And it's the creepiest fucking thing in the world. And they had to name it Hal.
But it's real.
Had to name it Hal. Yep, it is a thing. The mom is like, you know, just reeling back and yelling. The baby's crying and turning its neck. Its eyes are all closed and shit. Yeah. So the instructors are able to choose from some common medical scenarios. So this is like a choose your own adventure baby saying, quote, well, being that we're in rural Wisconsin, we get anything and everything underneath the sun. So being able to be prepared for that gives us better patient care. What are the scenarios you can do? I don't know.
So they're spitting out mannequin babies.
Yeah. So this is the
for
plot
people
of
to test.
Yeah, to test people. So this is the plot of The Matrix, right? Where they made robots that could reproduce themselves, and then that created the singularity and life on Earth. And if you die in the game, you die in real life. You know.
Did you tweet about that?
Yeah, I did. The tweet read: USA Today stat shot: most common cause of death in the U.S. is if you die in the game, you die in real life.
Yeah, your toots are funny.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Did you laugh? Really?
I didn't know what it was. I meant to look it up. But
you were really supposed to know what it was.
Then I had life happen. So
yeah, and then you like every sane person, just kind of ignored it.
And I was like, oh, Cole said that.
Cole said that thing. Yeah.
Or Cole Reese said that thing.
Yeah. No, no. Do you want to know
the in which case, if he thought that it was that important, then...
then I can safely ignore it.
Then I can safely just...
Yeah. Anatomy of that joke, Chris. Anatomy of a toot. I was listening to the Mountain Goats because I recently saw them live. Their most recent, I believe, it's not a single, but it's a lead track off of their most recent album, Transcendental Youth. It's a song called Amy. And the chorus is Just Stay Alive. That made me think of the movie Stay Alive, starring Adam Goldberg, where there was a video game that killed you if you died in the game. And the movie's tagline was, if you die in the game, you die in real life. So, ergo, toot. I don't know. Chris, do you have a story for me?
I do. A Spanish town has come up with an innovative way to deal with the problem of dog owners who don't clean up their pet's shit. Officials in this town recruited 20 volunteers to keep an eye out for offenders. When they spot someone not picking up their dog's mess, they go over and start chatting with the owner. So hey, they're just there. Interested in the lovely animal.
Got a nice dog there, you know.
They ask them, oh, you know. Like, you know, what's the dog's name and what kind of breed is he? With that information, they found out the address of the pooch's owner from a registered pet database.
Oh, yeah.
And then they pick up the shit and mail it to him.
Oh, like in a little Tupperware case? With an angry smiley face sticker on the top of it?
Yeah, with the attention lost and found written on the package.
Hmm. There is nothing that I love more than...
And then they go one step further and they'll set up cameras outside the people's house to catch their reaction to opening.
And they put it on television. They put it on state-run television.
Yeah. Saying that the recipients are sometimes caught on a hidden camera.
A commercial for the... Wait a minute. This smells like Buster's poop.
Before they tried this approach, they tried chasing owners who didn't pick up the...
Hey,
buddy! No, they tried chasing owners who didn't pick up poop with a remote-controlled turd on wheels, carrying the message, don't leave me, pick me up.
I want to live in that world.
Yeah. Same chassis, different body. Poop body.
Poop body. Okay, so they take a remote-controlled car.
Put a poop body on it.
Put a poop body on
it. Yeah. Take off the Dodge Neon and put on a poop body.
A remote-controlled Dodge Neon from Radio Shack. Its battery lasts 5 minutes.
I'm sorry. I have to confess. It's a melted neon.
It is a melted neon that we used a brown Sharpie on.
Ugh. That's Spain.
That is Spain. I like that. It's effective, right? It's almost biblical in a way. Like, you know what you did.
It's dropped 70%.
I don't have to tell you what you did. It's kind of like throwing gum on the sidewalk. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? Do you think you live in this world alone? I'll be fucked if that's my America.
All right, Donnie.
You and Walter?
There are rules.
I am the walrus. It's Smokey. It's Smokey who has rules. Yeah, no. So you saying that made me think, like, I've got money, right? I have an income. I have discretionary money that I can spend, right?
Sure.
You sound so choked up. Sure. No, I could just go buy a remote control car.
Poop car.
Oh my God, it's a poop car.
Oh my God.
I could buy any number of remote control things, but I
fleet of poop cars.
But I choose not to, and that's where I get my power.
We're all making Truman Show turns.
What do you mean?
You're operating them from a single remote.
Oh yeah.
Perfectly timed.
From the moon. That is so just again, wheels within wheels. That's pretty good.
Are you going to one-up me?
I don't know if I can. Let me look here. So speaking of cars and speaking of public policy, Chris, have you ever had an exceptionally hard time finding a parking spot?
I have.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
So have I. I used to live in a place that had solely on-street parking, which was not a fun time. You can attest. I would call you every night, or you would call me because, you know, I was getting out of work or something, and I'd be like, fucking, I've got to park like seven streets away. What is the deal with this? Oh, you know what? You shouldn't be parking. You're parked across like seven spaces. What the hell,
What's
man?
What's the deal with living in the ghetto?
It was more like a college ghetto, though. Like, it wasn't so much black
you
people.
You got mugged.
No, I didn't get mugged. My roommate got mugged. Yeah, he did. He got mugged as fuck. It really sucked. Yeah, no, that wasn't very fun at all. But apparently it's like really, really tough in big cities. We live out in the sticks in comparison, like Boston, right?
Yeah.
To the point where there are two tandem spaces back to back in the Back Bay area of Boston that have been auctioned off. The starting price on these two car-sized plots of land on a street started at $42,000, Chris. And it went up to, it ultimately went to $560,000. Chris, after nine bids, that is how valuable parking is in that city.
Shit.
Yeah. So
to park over $500,000
for lifetime parking. You own it. You can pass it down to your kids.
Oh my gosh.
Mommy blew your trust fund on this parking spot.
She wanted to park her Volvo SUV.
Her Volvo SUV. What?
Volvo SUV.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that's gross, Chris. Don't think of that.
Oh, you know, it's a crime show dedicated to
Jesus.
Volvo
marker. But yeah, it was IRS. So, okay, so here's the thing. It was IRS.
It's a porn about detectives investigating.
No, it was an IRS seizure. So somebody probably paid as much money for that thing. says the auctioneer, these are the two prettiest parking spaces I've ever seen. Says one of the people who attended the auction, it's a premium property space. It's a great opportunity. I work in the area, and having access to Back Bay seems like a good investment. And then finally, the real estate company, or a nearby real estate company, says, we are dealing with a very small percentage of people. Money is not an issue. It's more about convenience. Parking is a convenience and a limited resource. Eats the rich.
If you were rich, what would you do?
I don't know.
Probably think about that. If you won the lottery, what would you do?
I don't know. Statistically, I'd probably get real sad and kill myself. That's what most people do.
But I wouldn't.
I know. I probably wouldn't either. But statistically speaking.
We'd do some badass shit if I won the lottery.
We would.
Yeah.
You'd involve me in your plans?
I'd put you on the salary, yeah.
You'd buy the network from me?
No, I'd buy you.
You'd buy my life rights?
I would buy your life.
Okay. What would you have me do? Would you have me degrade myself?
No, I don't think so. I mean, why would I buy something and then have it degraded?
You know, Kohl's lose at least 30% of their value the second you drive them off the lot.
Right? The second you ride them?
Oh, no. I'm not going to be your sex slave, Chris. That's weird.
Normally, saddle broke is a selling feature.
Saddle. Gross. Ugh. Pony play is off the table. I'm not a brony.
You man. Fit perfectly in my swing.
Only because you paid for the deluxe model.
Only because I measured you while you slept.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, that's
because I'm a lottery winner.
Because you're a I just like the idea of breaking minor laws and then pulling out your ticket for the cop and saying, "I am so sorry. I had no choice. I'm a lottery winner."
It's a business card. Chris Ross LW.
It's like Esquire.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, Chris Ross.
Only I'll buy your mom.
Hey, go buy yourself a suit that fits.
Oh.
Bosch. Oh, man, looks good on you, though.
Yeah, that's Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
From Back to the Golf Course.
Yes. From Return to the Lynx.
My bad.
Gunga Galunga.
Cinderella story.
So, I'm inclined to say
I was born to love you.
I'm inclined to say
I was
that's
born
a good
to lick your face.
I'm inclined to say that is a good movie. Are you?
Caddyshack or Back to School?
I like both. However, they both
I do too. The triple indie.
They both kind of fall prey to this concept in 80s movies where you're following like so they cast
where you're
people.
Following a regatta.
Yes, where you're following a regatta. No, there's like a shitty little teenager who is having some kind of personal problem, and there's a music cue that follows it. So you know when you hear that music cue, you can just disregard, right? Think about the sun from The Great Outdoors. That little guitar riff that dun, 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 with him and his fucking townie girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Same thing with Caddyshack, right? The worst part about Caddyshack is its fucking plot. Like the main characters.
It's like
right?
The whole movie.
Yeah. Like the best part about Caddyshack is on there for like 7 minutes combined.
Lacey Underall.
The best part about Caddyshack is like 10 minutes combined. Which is Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, Rodney Dangerfield, and Ted Knight. That is it.
It's more than 10 minutes.
I'm sure, but like literally the rest of it is this, is this fucking kid.
I want a hamburger. You'll have nothing in life.
Yeah. Oh my God, Ted Knight is so fucking funny.
Dr. Beeper?
Yeah. So funny. But I don't know. I digress. Chris, do you have a story for me?
You're going to make me work. I was kicked back, relaxing, chilling on cool. Had the mic in my hand. A gleam of my eye.
Aaron's okay. Just don't understand.
Story.
Okay.
We talked about a couple who named their kid Adolf Hitler.
I just want mine a Kinder back.
Like years ago, we talked about this.
Yeah, Adolf Hitler, Aryan Nation, and Hans Wolf something.
Yeah, Hans Starlight. I don't know where that came from, but
I like it.
They lost their kids.
I like this new character of yours, intentionally misunderstand Star Wars guy. Yeah, name their kids Adolf Hitler and Aryan Nation.
Yeah, well, the dad's name is something pretty normal. Like his name's Heath Campbell.
Heathcliff.
He went to court to fight for the visitation rights with with Adolf.
But what did he wear?
And their 2-year-old, his 2-year-old brother Heinrich. And he wore a Nazi uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And his justification was, I hope that the judge can impartially look past my appearance in order to see that I am a good dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
if they're good judges and they're good people, they'll look within, not what's on the outside of my body.
Which is this symbol of years of hatred.
Which is hatred.
Yes. Just unbridled hatred.
Mm-hmm. Did you have this?
No. I read the story. I'm going to pull a U and say, yeah, I decided not to go with that.
Well, it's a follow-up.
Yeah.
Where are they now?
In court. Like seriously, if you look at most of the stories that we tell, the answer to where are they now is going to be in court.
We're in a grave.
Oh yeah,
we're in therapy.
In a court grave therapy. The Sam Ross kid story.
I'm participating in court ordered grave therapy.
It's where you spend 2 hours a day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday down in a fucking grave.
Yep. Makes you feel good to be alive.
It makes me happy just to be alive. Oh, man.
Oh, you know what makes me happy to be alive is reading Rainbow.
Oh, yeah, with LeVar Burton.
That's him.
Yeah. Is that just it? Is that a statement?
No, that's all, yeah.
Okay. No. So speaking of the Nazi uniform, there's a good chance that I will never be able to run for office.
What episode is this?
That's pretty good. I like that. No. There's a good chance I'll never be able to run for office because photos exist of me in an SS uniform, Chris.
Oh, you were in a school play.
That wasn't school. It was community theater. So that was of my own volition. Yep. I played a Nazi in The Sound of Music.
I thought that was for school.
No. I did that the summer after I graduated high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not going to get elected because you did that.
not because of the Nazi.
No, content doesn't matter.
No. We're all made of stars.
You were advocating for Jewish rights.
Wait. No, I'm not going to go there. That's fine.
Rights of death.
I just want mine a Kinder back.
I like Kinder. It's a band, right? Nope, that's Hinder.
Oh, man, Stinkfist.
Nope, that's Tool.
I know. I was just trying to get you to out yourself as a Tool fan.
I'm a Toolie.
I'm a Toolio. I call myself Toolio because I like both Tool and Coolio.
That's another thing Ice-T said in that interview.
What?
No, he said he was like on a tour with Coolio, and they were in Canada, and they were like, "Oh, Coolio came back to the hotel room with a guitar," and he's like, "Oh, where'd you get that guitar?" And he's like, "Oh, Coolio broke into a pawn shop and stole it," and I was like, "Oh, Coolio, you can't do that."
That's not how society.
What happens if you get caught burglarizing a pawn shop? We're in Canada.
We could be extradited.
We could be. Doesn't seem so different.
We could be extradited. So Coolio, I think he's on the he's on Twisted Records or whatever it is, or Psychopathic or something.
He was on the soundtrack to Dangerous Mind.
Yes, he was.
Living in a gangster's paradise.
No, he's on Psychopathic Records along with the Insane Clown Posse.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's been at like three of the past five Gathering of the Juggalos. I about said Juggalings, but yeah.
They're dressed as clowns.
Yeah. It's all fair. Man.
It's all fair in love and guar.
Title.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Are we done?
I think so.
Okay. So, Chris, we're going to do this real quick because you have to get home to your, home. I'm already home. But there are things that you can do if you're listening. You can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us a rating or review. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. Or you can support us financially by going to duckfeed.tv/tipjar, where you can buy something off of Amazon using our link, and then we get some money from it, which we really, really appreciate. Chris, did I miss anything?
You got it.
Sorry, America.
Sorry, America.